but you can clean up your water with it. I suggest that when you get the ability to do this, because of the water that you're getting, I don't think that you want to run the risk over a long period of time or of storage. You see, you can get particulates small enough and charge this enough that it'll last for 5 years charged in a container and keep your water fresh. You can take tap water and run it through 3, 4, 5 cycles with your little apparatus, and it's going to purify. And it's going to taste like filtered water. It's going to be very good. But I suggest anyway that you use a couple of drops in, you know, per liter or 2 liter bottle, simply to make sure that all parasites are knocked out. Any other questions before we take a break?
A couple of drops of what?
Hydrogen peroxide or some glycol. Typical of whatever you would use for sterilizing water. The hydrogen and the oxygen are very good in there, though. So, and while you're charging up those particles, drop or two of gold, a drop or two of oxysol, a drop or two of silver colloid, a drop or two of your liquid minerals like this that was brought. If you have liquid vitamins, you don't need much. You see, the vortex, I'm talking about per gallon, no more than a drop. So a very tiny drop. Because what you're doing, the vortexing charges. And when I keep making this motion, because you're going to have a bottle and you're going to need to swirl it. I just don't want to go into it. But you're going to get a whirlpool. And it will charge that water, and it completely cleans that water, and it knocks the minerals or whatever you put in there into colloidal suspension, and it'll stay that way. And as in holistic healing, you only need the tiniest amount to balance your body. And I specifically suggest that as you are getting used to using this water, that you use the typical, only using sea salt. We'll make this mix available too, so that people have it. You don't want your water to taste alkaline. You don't want it to taste salty, particularly. So of a mix that you would ordinarily have for your survival kits. Remember, we went through that with salt and soda and cream of tartar. And you were to keep that so that radiation brings diarrhea. Many of these diseases that you're going to be getting bring dysentery. This dehydrates the body and you become completely debilitated. So you must always keep some electrolyte, something available to replace the balance in your cells. So if we mix sea salt, we'll give you all the minerals, including iodine, from the ocean mixed with just salt, and soda in the right proportion, and cream of tartar finishes out that electrolyte necessity. And especially if you want to put a drop or two of mineral liquid into the water that you're treating with the vortex, you've got perfect. You've got perfect electrolyte. Perfect. And it will be charged. So, in addition to that, any of you who want to put a few drops of Giandriana in there and possibly some yucca desurfactant in there, just a few grains, it will break the surface tension to the point that it will merge with your cells. It won't break down the cellular structure, but it will allow for immediate merging with your cellular structure. So we've got a lot of things to do that are a lot more fun than arguing in a court. And this is one of them.
Commander?
Yes?
I'm being reminded, I need the microphone for just a second. You mentioned something that's important.
I'm being reminded, I'm a little remiss in, I've been talking about the Pacific Plate and all of the activity around there, and I've not mentioned what's going on in the Atlantic, which is very important to Commander's comment about paying very close attention to the New Madrid Fault and that whole area. And the problem that's going on in the mid-Atlantic, you have to picture the Atlantic Ocean. There's another big body of water, and right in the middle of it, there's something called the Mid-Atlantic Rise. And it's an area where a great deal of volcanic activity and magma and stuff is oozing up. And what it's doing is pushing in two directions. One side is pushing towards the east coast of the United States, and the other side is pushing towards Europe. And there has been significant earthquake activity way out there in the middle of the Atlantic that nobody is reporting to anybody. And the thing that's very easy to picture, I won't just take 1 minute here, but just to underscore Commander's comments about don't overlook the New Madrid Fault in that area, because now picture the Pacific Plate pushing against the west coast and trying to buckle the planet from that side, and now consider the pushing that's going on the east coast from the other side. So the continental United States is buckling in the middle as a result of that. And where is the weakest point in that buckling? Well, along the New Madrid Fault. So I forgot to mention the other side of the equation, which is all this activity, this tremendous pressure. In fact, Montreal area and up along the St. Lawrence Seaway has had a significant array of earthquakes over the last 3 months in growing intensity, all as a result of this squeezing of the continental United States and Canada, that continent, that hunk of matter there, by this oozing out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, which, of course, is where various continents are yet to come up. So I just wanted to add that I was being chastised for not mentioning it earlier.
Thank you, because you're running into that along the Pacific also.
Yes.
Both oceans are pushing up that magma. And a lot of change is coming. But that's what makes worlds. Anything else? Then let's take a break, and unless somebody comes up with something magnificent to talk about, we'll experience McGill and go, and everybody be very, very nice to Ted. Get to know him. Find out everything you can about him. And I would salute you. This is a very special time. We're going into a very special year in a couple of months. And we're going to win. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.